Dominion Resources met with Doyle's staff in February of 2004, just 10 days after the company's executives contributed $2,000 to Doyle's campaign. A half an hour after that meeting, a Doyle staffer called the Public Service Commission, the agency responsible for approving the sale of the plant. The governor told reporters today there's nothing unusual about companies talking with government officials.
The thought that a company was seeking to purchase a power plant in the state of Wisconsin and they wouldn't talk to the governor's office would be, it'd be ludicrous. Stop the presses again. The governor's chief of staff spoke to somebody at the Public Service Commission. That's what happens. That's what government is.
But the director of a campaign finance watchdog group says that's not the way things used to be in Wisconsin. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the Public Service Commission is supposed to be an independent agency with no ties to the governor's office.
What's not normal is government decisions being made when a bunch of money is changing hands. This whole episode just reeks of politics, and it reeks of influence peddling, and there's this unfortunate money trail that is all a part of this story as well. And all of that can't be explained away.
The role of the governor's office in the approval of the Kewaunee Nuclear Power Plant sale is one of several campaign-related issues the U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.